کہ آپ سے ملاقات کروں. دیٹ آئی مسٹ میٹ یو حضرت اور شیخ رحمت اللہ علیہ. تو یہ معلوم ہوا کہ آپ فرما رہے ہیں. دین آئی فیل دیٹ یو وا ٹیلنگ می پریشان مت ہو, ڈونٹ بی وریڈ, 20 دن وقت ہے, یو گٹ 20 ڈیز ڈن. دا آنسر حضرت رائٹس, دس از ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ فار آل آف اس. کام میں لگو, گیٹ انگیجڈ ان یور ورک. ان خیالات کی فکر ترک کرو, لیو آؤٹ آل دس تھاٹس آف یورس. مینی پیپل دے فیل او آئی سو دس ڈریم فنش ناؤ دے آر جسٹ دا ڈریم از ایوری تھنگ مور دین قرآن آلسو مور دین وٹ بیان آلسو مور دین ایوری تھنگ دا ڈریم از ایوری تھنگ. سم پیپل وی سی سمبڈی ایلس اباؤٹ دیٹ ہیز ڈائنگ اور سم تھنگ اور وی سی آور سیلف اینڈ فیل دیٹ اوور ٹیکس اس دیٹ سم اینمی از بہائنڈ می اور وٹ ایور آل دس ڈریمس. واٹ اے بیوٹیفل سو شارٹ آنسر. کام میں لگو, گیٹ بزی ان یور ورک. وٹ یو ہیو ٹو ڈو, یو ڈو دیٹ. ان خیالات کی فکر تر کر دے. یو جسٹ گیو اپ, ڈونٹ وری اباؤٹ آل دی, بی پازیٹو اینڈ موو فارورڈ. مینی آف اس اینڈ وومن از پرٹیکولرلی ون ڈریم دے ہیو ٹو سی, جسٹ کیپ آن فونگ دس ڈریم دیٹ ڈریم, رائٹنگ آل ڈریمس آل دا ٹائم. نو اسلام, نو نتھنگ ایلس, اونلی ڈریم. ون وومن فونز ریگولرلی اباؤٹ ہر ڈریمس. Then she told me, I'm your dream girl. Because all her dreams all the time. Which can be interpreted the other way also. I'm that girl who always phones what her dreams all the time. So all those things. And also here we should understand there are two things. One is Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, people should write like this. Hazrat should write back. Cut down your eating. You are eating too much, the gases are going to your head. And these gases cause all this and all funny, funny things. Then a person is meeting Jibreel alayhi salam and is getting wahi. All that is our eating. And you're not digesting your food. And these gases that go. The other year, there was one was this eating that causes this, these gases. And the other is conceit, pride, that I am great. And what is in your mind in the day, many times you dream that at night. And you think this is now what you call it, this comes in the. So that's all. So in other words, go do work. And not only dreams, but besides that, kaifiyat, conditions also. Many people just enjoy their namaz when they're feeling nice. Namaz is not for feeling nice. Namaz is your duty you have to do. Whether you feel nice or you don't feel nice, you do your duty what you have to do. Everything else, as long as we feel nice, we're making zikr. We don't feel nice, no zikr. What kind? That is not, you're not making namaz for feelings. You're making namaz and you're making zikr, command of Allah. You fulfill the command of Allah. So this reality, many of us, we are negative and small things, jinn effect, jadu effect, you be positive, you move forward. You'll see these things are nothing in your life. If your reality of deen is there, these things won't harm you. But when the reality of deen is no namaz in our life, watching TV, videos, all other things, then jadu now. And jinn effect now, and all, then small, small illnesses become a major thing also. But if you have the proper object in your life, you'll move forward. You won't have a problem. Bangladesh mein Hazrat Wala ke ek majaz ka khat, one Khalifa of Hazrat in Bangladesh wrote to Hazrat, koi shakhs agar koi kaam khilaf sunnat kare, that is also very important for all of us. That if any person I see he does something against sunnah, he does wrong, or even worse, doesn't make namaz, etc., to banda ko bahut takleef hoti hai. I become very agitated, I dislike it, I hate it. Why is he doing this against sunnah, not making namaz, etc., aur bardasht karna mushkil ho jata hai, and I can't control myself. Many people, we go to weddings, we see what is happening there, the dressing of the woman. Some woman used to, you know her, and you know her pious, but now in the wedding you saw, you can't reconcile. One friend of ours in Mombasa said, one Yemeni woman, the Arab girl, working nearby him, and they had contact, always comes with hijab, niqab, everything, and always talking pious things. He wants some ticket for some show. And he said, for so long I didn't go, and the date was expiring, I thought, let me go. He went there, he saw her dancing in all terrible clothes. Yeah, she's all the time in niqab, hijab, and there she's dancing and singing and all, and dressed so terribly. So these things, when a person sees this, he can't tolerate it. So this happens to many people. See Hazrat's jawab. Tahammul or hilam zaruri hai. And especially in these times. And when you are not a member of Amar bil Ma'roof and Nahy anil Munkar, which is from the government side an order. When you haven't got that, then to tolerate and to control yourself is extremely important. Don't do wrong things and don't go and behave in fighting, hitting, swearing, shouting. You just make a bad situation worse. You don't resolve. You might be thinking, I'm so pious and I can't tolerate. And I told them a mouthful and I told them what I had to tell them. But you just made the bad situation worse. That person, where those people will learn to hate you. The people, everyone there where you took off like that, they won't respect you. But if you just keep quiet, go away from there. And then think, how must I approach this situation? Must I speak myself? Must I ask somebody else to speak? Must I speak now? Must I speak later? What words must I use? Must I condemn what was done? Or must I use a positive approach and tell them the good things they have to do? Or whatever little good they were doing, use that as a basis to make them do more good. So this is very, very important. Varna takabbur paida hoga. One thing is, pride will come. I told them, and that I know I'm according to Sharia, and I don't tolerate pride has come into you. And now by this pride, you are worse than the guna they are committing. They are committing bad things. There's music carrying on, there's video carrying on, they dress so badly, etc. But this pride of yours is even worse than that gunas of theirs. And this happens a lot. Many of us, we fight with our parents also, we fight with our children also. Do this, you must do this. How can Sharia? Sharia, you can't break the law, but you yourself breaking so much laws of Sharia. And you act like a big buzurg and a big man of Amar bil Ma'roof and Nahy anil Munkar, you're making things worse. Make dua. See the situation where you have complete, they will listen to you. There it's a different thing. But where they won't listen to you, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, on one occasion, by Yameen, who was the Amir finally of Makki Masjid in Karachi, but those days, very beginning days of Tabligh, they were living in old Delhi. So he used to come regularly to Shab Guzari Thursday night, and Hazrat used to speak, and he used to very close to Alluk also, Muhabbat. Then one day, Hazrat just in great love put his hands on his cheeks and said, if Sunnat comes, it will be so nice. He got upset on that. He stopped coming. The Hazrat in those days made an ox wagon, hired an ox wagon and went to old Delhi. Now it's all, whole city of Delhi is one big city. Then Hazrat begged him and told him, make me maaf, etc. I will never ask you again, but please keep on coming. Then Hazrat said these words which are very important. Of for thande tawa par roti dal de. That when the tawa was still cold and I put the roti on, it's going to stick on the tawa. First heat the tawa, let it become hot. When it's nice and hot, you put your roti, in half a minute, you're going to get a wonderful, nice made roti. And then some ghee, and put some sugar and roll it, and what a nice meal for small children when they are around the mother and they are feeling hungry. She just gives them that half roti, roll it up. What a roti. But now on a cold tawa you put it, now the poor woman will have to go in now, scrape it off. All the time is going to go in there. So first, when you want to tell somebody, make the tawa hot. Make him receptive. Make him that he will accept it. If you don't do that, and you put the hot roti, you put the roti, he's not going to accept it. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, in his very initial days, when you're still a young person traveling by train, somebody's trouser was below the ankle. Hazrat told him, pick your trouser up. He asked why. Hazrat said, it's the hukam of Sharia. He swore Sharia. Hazrat said, Toba, Toba. From today, I'll never tell somebody till I don't have an affiliation, a relationship with him. And I know his condition, whether he'll accept or not. Because he was in guna, I put him into kufr. Where that he spoke, he swore Sharia. That's a very big guna. So many times we think we're doing a lot of, as imams also, we're lashing it out. Or even in our friends or something, that I tell them as it is. but we are making people go further away from deen. So this, and this is sohbat. When you stay in the company of Ahlullah, that is where we will learn this. تجاوز سے اندیشہ اور حد سے تجاوز کا اندیشہ ہے. The other great fear is you'll go beyond your limits. You won't stay within your limits. You'll go beyond your limits when you speak out. خوب سمجھ لو, آپ حاکم نہیں, خادم ہے. You are not the government, you are a servant. And act like a servant. And this is very important wherever we are, as a ustad, the administration in the madrasa. In fact, I remember as a small boy in those days, before the British were ruling here, but the effects were still there. And the letters the government wrote, they used to sign it off, the whites that time. And when they used to write to the non-whites also, if you any query, anything, they used to sign it off, your servant. They should regard themselves as, today no government in the world does this. Today they should regard themselves as authorities. But that is a government, and that is khilafat. Khilafat is where you are the servant of the people. You are not the ruler of the people. You have to serve them. But today that jazba is gone out. If we have that jazba that we must serve, not that we must rule, the ustad also, the sheikh also, everyone, that our duty is to serve, not to rule. But today we have that authoritative attitude, and that is negative. That brings more harm everywhere. And where you are humble, you serve, it brings great, great results. نہیں یعنی منکر کی جماعت جگہ جگہ قائم کرنا شروع کر دیا ہے. He writes that, and you can see his مزاج, that everywhere I've made جماعت, groups for نہیں یعنی منکر. Wherever haram is carrying on, let's stop it. This is actually the government's duty, Islamic government's duty. And in Saudi until today they got, though it is, and they practice also to it to a certain extent. Shops must close namaz time. That police that go are not the ordinary police. They are the police of Amar bin Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Or they see to those women who are not dressed properly, then they reprimand them. So that is the government's duty. But he says, I've started this, that everywhere, and Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to stress a lot on this, that where there is encouragement, there must be also a group of people who stop from the wrong, whether it's weddings or whether all occasions, wrong things that happen. Bihamdillah, khub faida ho raha hai, and he says there is great benefit. But see Hazrat's reply, nahi ani munkar khali kafi nahi. Just stopping people from the wrong. And yeah, this is by order, by command. You amar, you command what, not you encourage. That is targhib, that is different. And one is when you command, and you give the order that the wrong must not be done. Not you discourage, not you give them a nice explanation, but you order. There is a different department of deen, which commonly, like our Tablir Jamaat, that is Tablir Jamaat, but they also regard, they use the ayats of Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar for Tablir. But Tablir doesn't allow Amar bil Ma'ruf. Tablir Jamaat, the usul is encouragement, with softness, with kindness, not by order, not by force. So Amar bil Ma'ruf is that when the authority of Islam is established, then you order. Then you, when it's order, Islam is not established. Manan Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah used to give this very nice example. You go and buy from the Hindu grocer, and you tell him, please see, you must weigh properly. He is not interested in serving you as a Muslim. He doesn't want your business also. What you telling him, you must weigh properly and give me proper change and all that. First, if he is prepared to serve you, then you can put your condition. Yeah, you are, if the person is not prepared to supply goods, and you are making all conditions to the person. First, enticing that he must supply goods, he must accept your goods, then after that your condition. So Amar bin Ma'ruf comes afterwards. When people are keen on deen, they want to practice. Now you go command them, it has an effect. One of our ustads many years ago, Hibz ustad, some students, whatever mischief they got up to, so he told them, 3 days you don't come to class. You know, gave them an order. They were just too happy. 3 days they went Joburg, watching films, going cinema all the time. So that doesn't help for those students. When the students got their jazba, oh my class, I'm going to miss my sabak. My ustad is upset with me. Then any brooding and crying and begging for forgiveness, that command is good for that student. But the student that, what call it, who is not interested, our own children, We have to see what is, in what condition they are, and according to that speak to what the wife, see her condition, speak to her according to that. For everyone you use the same stick and the same ruling. Nahiyani munkar khali kafi nahi. Just ordering that don't do the haram, that is not enough. Jab tak hatta'ala se muhabbat aur ta'alluq khas paida na ho. First have muhabbat of Allah and a special connection with Allah Ta'ala. Create that. Then after that, 90% of your nahiyani munkar you won't have to do. It will just come by itself. And now when you just even express little bit, they will understand and they will accept. And this also is for those people who have that receptive hearts. But people who have got that first, no, I must order. I must use my force and power. Hazrat's words also won't have effect on them. They will just go by their own way. No, I'm just going to use my iron fist. And I'm going to rule by the iron fist. Those people don't benefit. But those people who have got value for Hazrat's words and who have got value for the true to understanding of deen, they will understand and they will see the benefit. Otherwise, you'll carry on with your way and you'll just see harm taking place. And the sad part, you don't see the harm. Afterwards, and all the harm is done, you still want to prove yourself right. Uske badal kisi gunah ka chhutna mushkil hai. If you don't have the love of Allah, to give up gunah is hard. You will give it when you'll see the police, that Amar bil Maruf Nahiyan in Munkar. Your father is in the house, you won't put on the TV. When he's not there, you'll watch till 12 o'clock at night. The whole night you will watch TV. What comes from love, it will come from your own side. And what you are forced to do, just in front of the person, you'll give it up. But besides that, you'll do worse things also. Alhamdulillah ta'ala wa barakallahu fi. May Allah ta'ala accept and give us this proper understanding, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkole Ma'rifat, Hazrat explains here, muft deeni khidmat karna alamat ahle haq hone ke nahi hai. To do service of deen free of charge, that in itself is not a sign that you are sincere. And it's not a sign that you are doing the right thing. What a beautiful explanation Hazrat gave. Hatta Allah ishaad farmate hai in Surah Yasin. Allah says, ittabi'u man la yas'alukum ajra wa hum muhtadun. Follow those people who don't ask you for any pay. And they are rightly guided. So many people feel those ulama who don't charge, they are sincere. It's not the case everywhere. That those ulama who are giving free service, etc., or anyone else. Or for example, Tabligh Jamaat don't ask money, they do free service. Khanqah don't ask money, they do free service. That free service in itself is not enough. وَهُمْ مُحْتَدُونَ. That's a condition. They themselves must be rightly guided. Not only the person who is just doing free service. Yeah, Hazrat explains, ittiba karo un logo ki jo tumko hidayat karke us par ujrat nahi mangte. That's a translation. To aajkal America wale isai mazhab phailane ke liye koi ujrat nahi mangte. The NGOs in India, Pakistan, from America, Europe, they are working in Africa, they're doing all their work, spreading Christianity, they don't ask money. So what must you just follow them? Because they don't ask you. Just the person who doesn't take money doesn't mean that he is guided, that he is on the right. So understand that. Balke razaya, kambal, doot ke dabbe bhi gharibon mein muft taqseem karte. These people give out blankets, they give out milk powder, they give for the poor, what and what things they give. They give it all free of charge. Not only they serving them free of charge, they are giving them on top of it free of charge. To kya unke ittiba is the ayat se lazim aati hai? Does it mean now that they are not charging money, you must follow them? No, not at all. Hargiz nahi. Kyunki ye ayat mutlak nahi hai, balki muqayyad hai. Because this ayat is not unconditional, it is conditional. Wahum muhtadun. That is a great condition. See that they must be guided also. Aage irshadi wo muhtadun. Dara haliya ki wo khud bhi hidayat yaft. Hal zulhal ke liye be manzila qaid hota hai. According to grammar of Arabic, this is called hal and zulhal. The adjective and the noun, it's qualifying. This whole sentence is qualifying. the first sentence, that follow those people who don't ask you for anything and they are rightly guided. That is important. They must be rightly guided. And here also, we must not be under the false illusion and thought that ulama take wages. So they're not doing free service. They are taking no wages, no salary. That is just their expenses, and it barely covers their monthly needs. With difficulty they cover their monthly needs. They're not angels. They're not living on water. Forget, water also costs money. Hey, the malaika who don't need water, who don't need oxygen, who don't need anything. They're not like that. They're human beings. If they are asking for salary, then what they are teaching, Quran Sharif, the whole world together can't pay that salary. They are doing a free service. It's only covering their basic needs, and that also not adequately. So really they are doing a free service. And if any alim wants to make money and become rich, he must give up the profession of teaching. He must go into business. If you want to become a rich man, if you want to serve the deen of Allah and you got your akhirat in mind and the rewards of akhirat, you make sabr, your family makes sabr, you just cover, and Allah won't let you suffer. And also this, Allah Akbar, Hazrat explained so beautifully. Two brothers were living in a room, two friends. So one day the one friend bought honey, a jar of honey. And then after a few days he fought with his friend that you ate up all my honey, you didn't ask me even permission, you ate it up. He says, I didn't eat it, and he took qasam. He said, you're taking false qasam of Allah. Where's the honey? We only two in the room, no one. While they were sitting and upset with one another, they saw a rat came, it put its tail into the honey bottle, jar. And then it took it out and it licked all the honey. So this is one, that is one part. Hazrat explained, to earn one's rosy is no great achievement. Even a rat earns its rosy. And what rosy? Honey. It's earning it also and free of charge, and then it puts its tail in there and then it licks its tail. So to earn one's rosy, to become a doctor, to become a lawyer, big businessman, is no kamal. Kamal is to become a slave of Allah. Kamal is to keep akhirat in mind. If you make sabr on this dunya, etc., when the world, a fleeting world, neighbors, children, our brothers, sisters, they're going on holidays, every year they're going umrah, we can't afford it. We sit with sabr, we stay at home, and we carry on with the commands of Allah. That is an achievement. Not that you also aim to earn a rosy. Even a rat earns its rosy like that. And how many other animals also earn their rosy? So that is no achievement. And rosy, Allah has taken the responsibility that I will give rosy. All what we really want with all this is a lavish lifestyle. We want to live it up. We want to have the extras in life. And the extras are not necessary. The basics you are living. And mubarakah those ulama who make sabr on the basics. And carry on with their life. Allah gives them a comfortable life. They got a house, they got a car, whatever it is. They are carrying on. And the object is akhirat. And the object is not lot of money and big, big cars and holidays and going out, etc. That is not the object. So this is that a person, that the ulama are serving deen really free of charge. They're not charging. If they have to charge for what they are teaching, like you go for maths tuition, for 1 hour, how much you'll pay? If they have to charge for Quran tuition like this, according to that, which is more greater than all the maths in the world together, all the language in the world together, if they have to put that price or value to money for Quran, who can pay that? Nobody can pay that. It's a service they are doing and free of charge they are doing. And so they are doing it. It is our duty to appreciate that my ustad is teaching my children, he's doing this. We should look after them. But we don't look after them. How many people will give donation to a madrasa? They feel it's sawab. But the person who is not running, who is running it, for him we don't think of his needs. He's also got needs. And if we think of his needs, then he doesn't have to then take even a wage or anything. But we don't think. We haven't got eyes to see. We haven't got ears. We levy it up ourselves. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one time in Lanesia, the chair he was going to sit on was a bit torn, it was a bit broken, not so bad, but so Hazrat said, for the servants of deen who are serving deen, you discount chairs. Will your wife tolerate this chair in your front room? A chair without one arm or torn or something. Will your wife ever tolerate it in the house? For yourself, you said so. And for the people who have gave their lives for deen, you haven't got this appreciation also, and you put this kind of a chair. So these are realities that we have to understand. Very briefly, bayat is sunnah, not for us. What is for us is our islah. And mashallah, Allah's fazal, this year's islahi jalsa like every other year, but this year, so islah is important. And what is islah? We correct our aqaid, our beliefs must be correct, especially today is very dangerous, what wrong beliefs are going around. And then our ibadat must come in place. Then our muamalat, business dealing, slowly. Muasharat, how we live in society, what akhlaq, what the family, how we live, all these things, that is what is bayat. And bayat, mashallah, Khaja Azizul Hassan sahab, Madzub Rahmatullah Ali said, bayat is a pledge, where the murid makes this pledge, I'm going to make my islah under your guidance, the sheikh. And the sheikh makes a pledge, that you want to make your islah, I'm going to guide you. It's a pledge from the sheikh's side also. So when both of them do this, inshallah, islah will take place. And when islah takes place, just like a person got sugar, he went to doctor. Doctor treated him. Now he's alright. His sugar levels are okay. No more his eyes are blurred. No more in the afternoon he's exhausted and he's tired. You know, he can put more hours of work. He feels nice. He's not jittery and becoming angry on small things and just getting cross. What a change. He feels so nice. When our spiritual diseases will go, no more fighting with the wife, getting up for Fajr and the barakat and anwarat of the time of Fajr and Fajr namaz, that person will see what his life is. So that is what is Islam and what the purpose of bayat. So inshallah, outer region, inshallah, program, inshallah. ਪੁੱਛੀ ਮਾਨਣ ਮੁਸਾ ਤੇ ਮੁਨੇ ਤੇ ਦੇ ਦੇ ਹੈ ਹੂੰ ਹੂੰ ਕਰਵਾ ਦੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਤੇ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਵਨ ਲੇਡੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਓਵਰਸੀਜ ਸ਼ੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਸ਼ੀ ਕਾਂਟ ਕਮ ਮੇਕ ਬੈਕ ਇਵਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਸੋ ਸ਼ੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਪੁੱਟ ਯੋਰ ਹੈਂਡ ਓਵਰ ਦਾ ਅਦਰਸ ਮੇਕ ਨੀਅਤ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਹੈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਦਲੀਲ ਓਲਸੋ ਸ਼ੀ ਗੇਵ ਦੈਟ ਨਬੀ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਇਨ ਹੁਦੈਬੀਆ ਪੁੱਟ ਹਿਜ਼ ਹੈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਸੇਡ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਹੈਂਡ ਆਫ ਉਸਮਾਨ ਰਜ਼ੀਅੱਲਾਹ And he's taking a pledge on his behalf also. MashaAllah. When Allah opens the eyes and ears, where? MashaAllah. A woman's thoughts go so far. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillahi na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'gfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shurur anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor. Particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah جل جلاله and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and tarbiyat. Oh Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya, Qadariya, and Suharwardiya. Oh Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my ba'at. Oh Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, wa ta'afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and aman. Oh Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islami imani life. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله حضرت will be giving a bayan in Mayfair جمع مسجد on ليلة الأحد Saturday night from Maghrib Salah to Isha Salah. Humble request for all the brothers to participate. جزاك